I'd like to begin by commending Rabbi Yismach for this wonderful program that he initiated, Take 10 for Torah. It's an extraordinarily creative way to be able to get many people who don't have the luxury of stopping their busy schedules during the day and the evening and running out to shul to go to the lectures to be able to hear 10 minutes of learning and to do it at a time that's convenient for them. And so yesh koach, Rabbi Yismach, and continue this extraordinary work. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah occasionally on Take 10 for Torah. I actually would like to talk about 10, the number 10, the power of the number 10. We all know of that power very, very well, being Jews who are so involved with davening in shuls. 10 is the critical number that makes up the minyan. It takes 10 men to create a quorum and to allow us to do the things that the Gemara refers to as Dvarim Shel Kedusha, the things that we do responsibly, like Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, that sanctify God's name in the most public way. The idea that it takes 10 men is actually learned out as what's called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shaitar and Adreshes Behem, the 13 hermeneutical principles that Rabbi Yishmael teaches us. This one is Gezeirah Shavah. Key words that we would never draw lines and link together are brought down as having been taught to Moshe and transmitted throughout the generations and quoted in the Gemara, in this case, in Megill, in Brachos, in Sanhedrin. It's Gezeirah Shavah, the word Eda, and the word Toch. Says in Pasha Shlach, Ad Masai La'eda Harahazos, how long would this evil congregation continue to incite and anger me, to provoke me, said God. That was a reference to the Eda of the Meraglin, the 10 evil spies, excluding, of course, Yehoshua and Kalev. They were the ones who sold the entire nation on the fact that it was an impossible task to go forward and to try to conquer the land of Eretz Canaan. They got the whole nation to cry. Of course, that was the night of Tisha B'Av, leading to Tisha B'Av for all the generations. And they convinced the people they should turn around, head back to the land of Egypt. Better to be slaves there than to try this completely impossible task. It was only the two spies that stood up against them, Kalev and Yehoshua. The Gemara learns out that because that key pasuk, Ad Masai La'eda Harahazos, the same word Eda appears in the connection to another horrible incident, which was Adas Korach, the rebellion of Korach and his cohorts against the authority of Moshe and Aaron. There Hashem says to Moshe and to the people, Hibad mitocha Eda Hara'ah, separate yourself from this evil congregation. Again, you see the word Eda, the key word. But because that word Mitocha Eda Hara uses the word Toch, the Gemara then draws another connection to a different place where the word Toch is found, namely Pashas Emor, very critical pasuk, a pasuk that's so fundamental to our way of davening and praying to Hashem. It says, "They have benikdashti b'soch b'nei Israel. You must sanctify me in the midst of the Jewish people." The Gemara understands that to be in the midst of the Jewish people requires a quorum of 10 males, 10 men above the age of bar mitzvah. That's what constitutes dominion. That allows us to do all the different things that are called Dvarim Shel Kedusha, the praises that are done responsibly, as I had said before, praises of Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu and the like. That is the technical derivation, and we believe it's straight from Hashem, that it's a Torah obligation to follow these laws and to understand them through these methods of derivation. However, this past parasha that we learned last Shabbos for Parshas Vayera, the parasha has the famous story where Avram Avinu goes to bat to try to convince Hashem not to destroy the five towns or villages that were tied in to Sodom and Amorah. He begs Hashem to carefully consider that perhaps maybe there are righteous people there that could turn the neighborhood around. Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim socha'ir. Then he goes down from 50 to 45 to 40 to 30 to 20 to 10. And he stops at 10. And God agrees. If there are 10 tzaddikim in the city of Sodom and its surrounding cities, then I will save the entire community. Then somehow it seems like there is hope. So that, according to the Ibn Ezra, is a very, very important idea. The Ibn Ezra writes in his commentary on the psukim, "Afu pisha chachamim zechronu levracha hetiku she'ain tefila b'tziva pachos mi'asara." Even though our great sages of blessed memory, they brought down the Gezeirah Shavah that teaches us that you cannot have a minyan with less than 10 people. Gam zeh hapasuk yach zegidei emunaseinu. But this verse as well strengthens our hands, strengthens our belief in the authority of this oral law and the meaning meaning of the concept of having a minyan made up of a quorum of 10 men. Now, what does that mean? What does that really mean? Obviously, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's something very deep and powerful in the words of this Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra is pointing out to us that why would Hashem consent to save all of these wicked people for the sake of 10 righteous people? What he's saying clearly is that if you have 10 people, a nucleus of 10 like-minded people, singly dedicated to a cause, to a wonderful cause, to a cause of bringing the people to trust in God, to turn away from the evil instigators, to listen to Hashem and to fulfill his various commandments, then they literally hold the entire congregation in the palm of their hand. 10 good, righteous men can pull that off. That's what we see was the argument of Avraham Avinu, and Hashem bought into it. He went along with it. He said, I will agree. I will save it, even if there are only 10. But below 10, apparently, it's too far gone. He cannot pull it off. But that same logic, said Rav Soloveitchik, also applied in the case of the Meraglim. That was just the opposite. If 10 great men, 10 tzaddikim, can pull off such a feat as to turn around an entire nation, 10 rishoyim, 10 evil people, people who are singularly dedicated to taking the Jewish people and getting them off the derech, to derail the destiny of the Jewish people to go forth from Egypt and from Har Sinai onward to Eretz Israel, to inherit the land, to conquer the land, to build up the Torah nation, ultimately to bring about the salvation of our people and the whole world through the coming of Mashiach. If 10 people can turn an evil, can turn a group of people into an evil nation, then 10 righteous people can do the opposite and turn us into a good nation. You see, that's the power of 10 in both directions. In the direction for positive behavior was the argument of Avraham Avinu, and the direction towards negative behavior proven by what happened with the Meraglim. So that is the power of 10. Now, obviously, I'm sure there are many among you, men and women alike, who are asking, but why 10 men? What about women? Women don't have that power. That's not true. They absolutely do. And it's proven so effectively in the Torah itself. If you look at the early stories of the great patriarchs and matriarchs and later on, you see that almost invariably the women have better judgment, more keen insight, they're more judicious in their understanding of human nature and of how to act in ways that are necessary to promote the critical interests of the Jewish people. Abraham and Sarah, first Jewish couple, the matriarch and the patriarch. Abraham was wrong. Abraham was ready to favor Yishmael and to allow him to remain an evil influence under his roof, despite the fact that it was harmful to Yitzchak. But Sarah demanded, no, you have to drive away Hagar and her servant. And Hashem, in this marital debate, took Sarah's side. And Chazal say, because women are often much more astute, much more incisive when it comes to human nature. The same thing happened in the next generation with Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak was convinced that he should give the brachos to the oldest son, to Esau. What a disaster that would have been. But Rivka used stealth, and it was legitimized that she was able to steal those blessings away from Esav, and to have them instead land in the hands of Yaakov Avinu. And that saved the day. We see it still further on in the stories at the beginning of Shemos. It was Miriam, the daughter, the young daughter of Amon and Yocheved, who saved Jewish people. Amon and Yocheved lived in the worst time when the Jewish baby boys were being cast into Nile. He separated from his wife, Chazal say, and all the other men followed suit. That would spell the end of the Jewish people. It was Miriam who came to them. It was Miriam who said, Abba, you're worse than Paro. Paro only decreed against Jewish boys. You're going to destroy everyone because there won't be any birth rate. There's not going to be any growth. And so he was convinced by this young daughter, Miriam, to take back Yocheved and to start to have more children. This was the power of Miriam. And Chazal say her very name, Miriam, is Merim. Miriam is also Marim. Miriam was able to take the bitterness of that time and to raise it, to elevate it, and to be able to pull it off. And we see it later on with the story of the Meraglim, that it was the men who listened to the spies, it was the men who rebelled, and the men ultimately who were not allowed in Eretz Israel. The women, Chazal say, just like with Menos Slavchad, the women were more righteous, had much more faith, understood the beauty of Eretz Israel, the power of Eretz Israel, the holiness of Eretz Israel, how indeed, having faith in God, will be able to conquer the land, to build up the land, make the land into a magnificent, place that it can be, that would truly bring about the salvation of the Jewish people. And so this is the power of 10. Women are potter from the mitzvah of going to a minyan. They cannot constitute a minyan because of the mitzvah stations of mind grown. God does not impose it upon them given their obligations. But that they have that power of 10, they certainly have it. It rivals men, perhaps even surpasses them. Thank you. Bye-bye.